help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Janet Wall. She is the founder and chairman of the Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation. And it's an independent nonprofit organization based in Port Washington, New York. You know, she witnessed the ravages of effects of Alzheimer's disease on her father. And so Janet founded the LIAF, Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation, in 1988 to improve the quality of life for patients and for caregivers. Janet is a much sought-after speaker on Alzheimer's medical research and therapies and has received numerous awards for her exceptional contributions to the Alzheimer's community. It's going to be an honor to speak with her. Please check out her website. It's liaf.org. We'll be right back with Janet Walsh.
Investware products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. Investware's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the Investware website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. Investware.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.WS, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm Jacqueline Marcel, your host. And next up is Janet Walsh. She is the founder and chairman of the Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation. It's an independent nonprofit organization based in Port Washington, New York. And, you know, Janet has been through this with her parents, and that's why she founded this organization. And now in her mid-40s herself, she has learned through genetic testing that she faces a high risk for Alzheimer's after age 65. Welcome, Janet.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Yes. So how are you coping with that knowledge? Are you handling that okay?
Yes. It was devastating when I first learned this information. I was pretty prepared to hear that my dad carried the gene because it was so rampant in his family, but I was very surprised to find that I had the gene from both mother and father.
Well, I probably do too. You know, both of mine had it, so I'm probably right there with you.
Yeah.
But the good news is, you know, there's so much. By the time we get to 65, hopefully there'll be so much more available and done to help with it. Hopefully we'll have it cured.
Well, I have had some news since that last press release.
Yes, tell.
I did have a PET scan done recently because I am part of some studies, and it seems that my brain has started to change with Alzheimer's already, but I do not have any symptoms as of yet.
Okay.
So we have a whole new world out there. People who are asymptomatic but changes have begun.
So there's millions like that. So tell everybody why proper diagnosis is so essential for individuals.
Well, because there are so many things that we can do as young as, you know, 30 years old to help stave off Alzheimer's disease. I'm not sure if Alzheimer's disease will ever be cured, but if we can prevent it from happening in our earlier years, and stave it off until maybe we're 90 or 100.
Right.
I would take that right now.
Absolutely. So what are you doing? Because I've got some things that I'm doing. I want to hear what you're doing.
Well, diet and exercise is important, no matter for whatever illness you're worried about.
Of course.
I have recently gone on hormone replacement therapy. I am premenopausal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
menopausal.
Oh, okay. Well. You know,
and I'm not happy about it.
Right. And so I started on the OrthoEver, the patch, which has been very helpful.
Has it? Okay.
And I take vitamins. Vitamin E is pretty much overwhelmingly accepted as a preventative for Alzheimer's disease.
Yes. How much do you take?
I take 800 units a day, 400 in the morning and 400 at night.
Me too.
And but, you know, people do have to realize that it is a blood thinner, so they do have to, you know, check with a physician, make sure they're not on anything like Coumadin or anything like that.
And you take the vitamin C with it? I had a researcher on who said 500 milligrams of vitamin C per 400 international units of E seem to make the E work better, he says.
Right, and that's the ester C.
Right.
And then I take a very well-balanced multivitamin, which covers all of that. I take folic acid, which is also very, very important. You know, we always hear this for pregnant moms,
mm-hmm.
But it's also very important for us as our brain ages. And just make sure that, you know, I'm fortunate I have low blood pressure and I have low cholesterol, but if any of those two things are complicated, we've heard a lot lately about statin drugs, which are cholesterol-lowering medications, which can help in the prevention of Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I mean, I'm working at preventing everything by just doing those simple things.
You sure are.
And keeping a very good attitude, because depression is one of the lead-ins for Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
So we have to really... and then the key difficulty here is there's no one test for Alzheimer's disease. So people who might have an older family member who sees memory loss just can't take for granted that they're old and they're losing their memory, because there are so many treatable disorders that simulate Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's important to go to a doctor that really knows what's going on.
Yes, that is the key, isn't it? Getting to a doctor who understands dementia.
And if you get one that doesn't cooperate, get another one.
Right. And I've had Dr. Gary Small on from UCLA talking about stimulating the memory. He's got the memory book out. We were talking about that. And so he said, I've always heard doing crossword puzzles was so beneficial.
Yeah.
And he said, well, if you enjoy it, I said, because I'm on the plane flying to my speaking engagements and I know I got to do the crossword puzzles. And he goes, are you having fun with it? I said, no. He goes, well, it's not helping you if you're not enjoying it.
Right.
So you've got to enjoy doing the crossword puzzle.
Yeah. His book was just advertised in a catalog. I just opened up a general catalog, and his book was right there.
Yes, he's great. You know, it's all about stimulating that part of the brain as if it's a muscle, and learn a new language, learn a new instrument, learn something new. The writing and language skill, he says, is so important, and doing little memory jogging things to keep that muscle sharp.
Well, I took up art class, which I have never been an artist in my life.
Good for you.
And I take a weekly art class, and I'm learning the fundamentals and starting on an oil still life.
Good for
and
you.
And it's using a different part of my brain, and that's important.
That's what they say. Don't, you know, you got to use different parts of your brain. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So how do support services, like those that are provided by your organization there, the Long Island Alzheimer's Foundation, how can they make a difference in the lives of the individual with Alzheimer's?
Well, it's interesting. When we first started the organization in 98, we were really looking to help give respite for caregivers. And we very quickly started a day services program where a client can come in and get art therapy and music therapy, pet therapy, and just have stimulation that they need while the caregiver gets the respite they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very, very successful. And then back in the early 90s, we started to see more and more people coming to our office who actually were diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, who were still driving and working and living life, and we realized that we had to do something for them also, and we started early stage support groups, which has been just blossoming all over the island for us. And these are people who are able to communicate their feelings, and they sit and meet with a group of people once a week with a social worker and talk about what it's like to, be at a family function and forget a niece's or a nephew's name and how they handled it, and how they gave up driving, or how they handled losing their job. And it's very, very important. Simultaneously, we have groups going on for the caregivers, also with social workers. And then we do a lot of education, workshops and conferences, because we feel that a knowledgeable caregiver and patient are going to have the best availability for living with Alzheimer's disease.
And the tools to manage it better.
Exactly, because Alzheimer's disease, in my opinion, is eventually going to be a chronic illness. And it's something that it's just not going to be, once you take a vaccine or you take a pill or it goes away, but something we learn to live with, and we just know that we have to, take this group of medications or vitamins or whatever to stave it off.
Right. What do you think the biggest issues are for the families that are facing this?
Well, I think, unfortunately we still have a stigma with Alzheimer's disease, and people really have to understand that it is a disease. It's not a mental illness.
Right.
And that's very important, so that there is, when someone has diabetes, you don't all of a sudden lock them in the home and don't go out anymore. If you're invited to a dinner party, you call up and say, look, we need a special menu. Can I bring it, or will you prepare it, or whatever? And you just go ahead. The same thing should be happening with someone with Alzheimer's disease. They should be still living life, playing golf, going to social events.
Because the early stage can last 2 to 4 years, and with the right combination of the Aricept, the Exelon, the Reminil, with the vitamin E, with the memory stimulation, with exercise, you may get six. I've heard even doctors say we may get 6 years in the early stage.
I have people that are even longer than that.
See, so.
And I'm telling you, the attitude is so important, and certainly the attitude of the family members, and allow people to remain as independent. So what if it takes mom 10 minutes to button her sweater?
Right.
We have to slow down and let mom button her sweater, because the moment we take that away from her, that's one less thing her brain has to work with. And we have to, we have to think Alzheimer's.
Because you get so impatient. I know when mom was trying to put her sweater on, I would always just try to help her, and then the therapist said, let her struggle with it. And it would just be gut-wrenching to watch her struggle.
Well, trust me, with my father, I did everything wrong.
Yeah.
I am trying to do my penance on this earth by doing everything right for other people.
But when somebody explained to me, you're helping her by letting her struggle because it's making her mind work. You're helping her. It changed my whole perception of it.
It's true. And that's why we have to think Alzheimer's. We have to think in a different way. We're programmed to think, oh, this person's 80 years old. Let me help. Let me do this for her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what? If she wants to make you a pot of tea, let her make you that pot of tea. And if it takes, a half hour to get the pot of tea, it's okay.
Right.
And it's
developing that patience,
yes,
which comes through education and knowledge and getting around an organization like yours.
Right.
We've only got about 20 seconds left. Anything you'd like people to know?
Well, I like people to know that they really do have to reach out for help. This is not something that they can handle on their own. And the better prepared they are, the better life they're going to have living with Alzheimer's disease. That's important.
Absolutely. And I hope that people will log on. You've got some wonderful information on your website. It's liaf.org. And lots of good information there. Well, that's great. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, stay tuned for another enlightening hour. And remember to join us here every Saturday. That's Pacific Time, 3 to 5 p.m. And you can listen to the programs online anytime. Check out my website, elderrage.com. So stay tuned, and we're going to be right back with 3 more enlightening guests for you on Coping with Caregiving.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birdies on the jaybird street love to hear the robin so tweet, tweet, tweet. Robin,
robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight, 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 tonight. Every little swallow, every chicken feet.
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.